you hear me, human? He's unconscious! Oh no! Human, hold on! I'm taking you to my home! Please don't die. I hate it when things die. Something's wrong. He stopped shivering. Oh no, oh no, oh no! It's not much further. Hold on for just a little bit longer. Please. The fire. It's only embers. More wood. Human, I'm going to place you here for a few seconds, okay? There! It'll take time for the fire to catch. I know! I have some blankets, but I'm afraid they're not thick enough to help you right now. I don't need much extra covering myself, but I'll use them to fuel the fire. There. Much better. I don't know how well you can hear me, human. But I'm taking you back into my arms. Why was a human out there? Don't they know about the ice spirits? Those spirits using dangerous tactics to try and take humans. Oh, look at these rags. So many layers. And each one is soaked. I'm sorry about this, human. But if you keep these wet rags on, you'll freeze to death. Even with my fur and the fire. I can't have you getting sick either. The storms get so intense, not even I can navigate them with absolute certainty. And I know the village won't have the proper medicine. So many stories of people coming from there, and each one is sadder than the last. How can the Queen allow the Ice Spirits to keep doing this? It's barely any different from the times of the old Queen, when monsters really did wish you harm. Oh, I can see that your clothes are practically frozen together. Poor thing. One layer. Two layers. This should be the last layer. Oh my, your skin. Ah, you're awake. Oh, that's good. That's so, so good. Shh, no, stay still. Don't strain yourself. You don't have to say anything yet, okay? Let me warm you up. My body is naturally warm. My kind are supposed to be meant for saving people like you. But most of the time, people are too scared. If they see me when they can still move, they tend to run away. And that's when the ice spirits find them. If I may...
Let me rub your body. I need the feeling in your body to return. The sooner the better. I'll be nice and gentle. Oh no, the humans they catch aren't killed. No monster has ever purposely harmed a human since the current Demon Queen came to power. But sometimes, things can't be made entirely better with a single spell. The Ice Spirits, they've lived out here for such a long time. so long that your village and its lifestyle were built around their antics. When they learned your people were stocking ahead of time for the winter, they started planting seeds of doubt in your village. It started small, stealing a few pieces of food or freezing water, but now they raid entire houses to force them out into the cold. Because of this, the villagers don't trust one another. It's really sad. There were a few humans, a few that would rather die in their homes than be forced out. And the ice spirits came to them to offer their assistance. They don't even try to hide their intentions at that point, because they know the humans will comply. Anything is better when compared to freezing to death. That's how monsters thrive out here, unfortunately. I will say that, without the ice spirits, my mother wouldn't have met my father. In fact, many other ice monsters wouldn't have been able to find their husbands. The ecosystem here is dependent upon the misery of that one village. They never intend for anyone to die, but sometimes poor souls just fall through the cracks. That's how I know the ice spirits aren't truly evil. There was a year once, I don't know how long ago it was, but the unnatural cold didn't come that year. You perked up slightly at that. Maybe you do remember. Well, that year was an apology. There was an oversight. A banshee was able to revive the poor soul, and that was pure luck. Banshees are rare, especially in these areas. But I'm thankful she was there. You seem to be warming up. I'll stop the massage, but would you mind if I stroked your hair? No? Okay. You're being such a good boy for me. To tell you the truth, I've never seen a human out here that hasn't been claimed by a monster. No, never. I don't know how close the other monsters cut it when it comes to humans freezing, but I did hesitate. Humans don't really like monsters. The ice spirits are a natural force that can never be harmed or removed. Not like me. This is the only home I've ever known, and I was scared that if you saw me, you would find the strength to run back to your village. If they knew I was here, they might blame the cold on me, or at least see me as a threat. But seeing you like this, content in my arms, I realized that I was selfish. If I had come to you sooner, I wouldn't have cut it so close. You must have been terrified, you poor dear. I've got you now, though, and I'm going to take good care of you. Just trust me. I know how to make sure you're warm both inside and outside. You seem to like that. Perhaps you want this? Do you want to be taken care of by me? You sweet thing. I'll make sure that you're never cold again. I'm taller than you, so I can wrap my entire body around you and hold you tightly. Oh, your body is still damp from when your clothes were removed.
Allow me to replace it with a much warmer fluid. Such a good boy. You taste just as good as you look. Oh, it looks like this down here needs to be warmed up as well. Let me just run my paws over it. My warm, silky fur caressing your cock. It must feel like bliss. My mouth is much warmer than my paws, though. That was enough to make you twitch. It seems to harden every time my breath touches it. You're making such cute sounds. I can tell that you love this. Good boy. I told you that I would take care of you. So good. I love the way it pulses. It's so much fun to watch you close your eyes. And take deep breaths whenever I wrap my tongue around your cock. Taking your whole cock into my mouth makes me feel so good. I love how much you seem to trust me. Letting me adore your most precious part inside my mouth. I bet you feel so warm. I can feel it twitching faster and faster, and becoming harder and harder. You're close, aren't you, my sweet boy? Yeah? Then come. Come for so good. I can see why the ice spirits were so desperate. I thought that the whole spirit energy thing was just a form of sustenance, but it's much more than that. I can taste your desire, your love, your lust, and your submission. I understand what it truly means to claim you, and I do. I want to take care of you and make you happy. You still look a bit cold, though. Come here. I'll put you inside me and move you in a slow, sensual cuddle fuck. I know you're sensitive, honey. Just focus on the warmth of my body. Sex is supposed to be a soothing and gradual process. With you wrapped up in my arms, I can already tell that you're starting to understand. Yes, that's it. Just rest your head against my chest. I love those sounds that you make. Such a gorgeous mixture of pleasure and bliss. You can't get enough of my body, can you, sweet boy? You're just rubbing yourself against me. Can you not get over the lush texture of my skin and fur? I feel you getting harder inside me. You're going to come soon. Shh, no. Don't tense up. Just relax. If you just go limp and let the pleasure gradually take you, it'll be so much better. My slow and gentle milking technique will ensure that you'll be coming for some time. But don't worry. It won't be forced, I promise. It'll wash over you like a wave. It's enough to turn a normal orgasm into a decently sized one. And make you feel like you've never felt before. I want to hear your adorable noises, though. The soft whimpers as you rest your head against my warm, soft chest. That's it, honey. Starting to come. Oh, such a good boy. Just keep coming as I cuddle you. Yes, yes. That's it. Good boy. Now, Let's move you up a little so I can see your face. There you are, my beautiful boy. You look so much better now. Oh, you seem so tired. Don't be silly. It's okay. I'll hold you while you sleep. I won't ever let you go, okay? I promise to keep you warm forever. That's it. Such a nice smile. I love you so much. You can rest now. Good boy.